Hi guys, thank you so much for joining me again with some of your precious, precious free time. And this is a film by Jake Lang, one of the January 6th prisoners, and I'm just mirroring it for him to widen his distribution because the censorship is so heavy. I'm not going to put any of my links or anything like that in there. This is just about him. And this ain't about me anyway. I'm not out here trying to promote myself in the first place. So enjoy this and thank you so much for caring about these people. We are all they have. I couldn't imagine being in that position, but in a way, we're all in a sort of a prison. So you'll find a link to help them monetarily if you're blessed enough to do so. I've given them a couple of times. I've given to them small amounts. I don't have a lot of money, so if I was a multimillionaire, I would have sprang them a long time ago. They wouldn't be there if I could if I had the money to stop it, I would stop it. But let's take a look at Jake's film. He has a book as well, and these people really need a lot of help, so this is why I'm doing it. Plus, I think it can help wake a lot of people up. If you're a normie out there wondering why these people are in prison so long without even seeing a judge, you should be wondering why the hell this is going on in America. I'm just going to play this, so enjoy it, guys.
As of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure, our health, a vaccine mandate.
Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else.
Attacked by China, and they flipped this election.
Joe Biden is destroying America.
Empty shells, left and right.
Washington is being turned into a fortress.
Vaccines will be available for children from 5 to 11.
Welcome!
You know, the mandates are one of the reasons you can't get anybody to work for you.
He's going to destroy the American economy.
15,000 fully armed members of the National Guard called out to face them.
Stop the steal.
The Biden regime wants to shut down more pipelines.
It's the 196th country on Earth we're keeping track. It's called CHAZ.
Our whole life is about choice. We live in a free country to choose on what we want to do and what we choose to do.
Get out of this property immediately. Get out.
So don't need anybody's permission.
What is a woman? Can you tell me that?
Did you say free fries when you get vaccinated?
Right now you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
The price of liberty is well known. Just ask our founding fathers about the ultimate cost of American freedom. With tyranny on their doorstep, they answered the call to defend God's country like all real patriots do, by putting their lives on the line and rising to the occasion. 245 years later, America once again found herself battling against a takeover by an authoritarian regime, and yet again her patriots stood up to defend this great nation. January 6, 2021 was the first battle of the Second American Revolution. The primary weapon of this war was waged in prayer and peaceful protesting until the modern-day redcoat traitors unleashed a brutal assault on hundreds of thousands of unarmed American citizens, viciously killing four of our brothers and sisters and taking hostage over 950 prisoners of war, such as myself. My name is Jake Lang, and I have been a hostage of the Biden regime and the corrupt Department of Justice for over 715 days. 2 years ago, the Democrat Party operatives known as the FBI kidnapped me from my home in New York and have tortured me for years in solitary confinement, withholding me from sunlight and human contact to force me into taking a 108-month plea deal. Like many January 6 patriots, I refuse to bend or break to this tyranny because my faith in Christ will not allow it. The living God has given us these convictions we fought for on January 6, and we will never succumb to coercion or compromise. There is no plea to tyranny, and when we say liberty or death, we mean it. Let us be a reminder to you, freedom isn't free.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're here, the obelisk. Never been more energy in Washington than today.
We're taking America back, aren't we?
Again, let us stand for what is right, morally, spiritually.
Communism will not succeed in the United States.
Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Thomas Paine.
Oh,
woo!
amounted to a legally backdated approximately $100,000.
Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Mark Twain.
Let's go! Yeah. Onward! Onward!
America must raise an empire of permanent duration, supported upon the grand pillars of truth, freedom, and religion, encouraged by the smiles of justice and defended by her own patriotic sons. A quote by Nathaniel Green and agreed upon by every freedom-loving American.
Double scaffold! ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Don't back down, Patriots! The whole fucking world is watching!
As the third president to the United States of America famously said, quote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Close quote from Thomas Jefferson.
Oh,
commence! Onward! Onward!
USA! 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 USA!
Now, when we hope to hold the voices of hope and instruction, and the people who want them to stand up by themselves and stand up by themselves in the house.
Let's play pepper bullets. Prepare
They're beating the hell out of that poor kid. He's on the ground.
If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you, and may your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Thank you.
They knew that people were getting crushed because we're over at the bottom of this pile. We're yelling as loud as we can. We're dying. We're dying. Help. Help.
West entrance, where all that sort of mayhem took place, where you see people, what looks like people, you know, fighting. Some look like they're attacking police officers. But as we've been doing more investigations, it's coming to the light that those people were actually defending you, Roseanne Boylan, and people that were underneath the police officers that were getting struck by the police officers. You mentioned that the police officers were spraying mace and pepper spray directly at the pile of people.
They weren't fighting back, we're getting crushed. What they did was they pushed more and more people on top of us. They were beating and beating and beating.
But one life to lose for my country.
Back, 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 back!
Back, back. Hey, come on, show these guys! Get it! No!
Let's go! National Guard out here. I was wrong. I thought that guy was causing problems, but he's not. I think that man probably died. I hope they saved his life.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Good afternoon. I'm Stephen D'Antuono, Assistant Director in Charge of the Washington Field Office of the FBI, and I'm here to provide a quick update on the FBI's activities since the violence and destruction at the Capitol last week. To be clear, the brutality the American people watched with shock and disbelief on the 6th will not be tolerated by the FBI. I want to stress that the FBI has a long memory and a broad reach. Even if you've left DC, agents from our local field offices will be knocking on your door if we find out that you are part of the criminal activity at the Capitol.
So 615 days have passed since January 6th of 2021, but there are still political prisoners, POWs, Americans, on U.S. soil sitting behind bars, prisoners who still haven't even been brought to trial and who still won't be released even though they pose zero threat to anybody. And that's the point, of course. They're being trapped in limbo to torment and humiliate them and to send a message to everybody else. Don't F around with this regime, or we can make you vanish into the bowels of the system for as long as we want.
I've been in here almost a year now, and every day feels like an eternity sometimes. It would be nice to actually see due process rights mean something. Here for us these days, it's just very odd how the COVID seems to suspend all of our due process rights, and the judges don't want to pay attention. Our lawyers our court-appointed lawyers definitely don't want to help us, and it's like a bad nightmare, to be honest.
Mom, how do you feel? You're here.
I'm scared to death. I'm frightened, but I know God's with me. I just got to take it 5 minutes at a time, one day at a time.
Mom, what do you have to say to the American people as your last words before you go in?
Just keep your faith that no matter what's going on in your life, God's with us. No matter what's happening to us, it's going to be okay in our lives. You just lean on God and
trust. Do what's right.
Do what's right and help make this country better again and support all those that are right now locked up in the January 6th people that are not getting any trials. God bless you all.
All right, guys, it's around 10 p.m. here, Saturday night at Hagerstown Racetrack, and I'm with
Coy Griffin, Cowboys for Trump. America's rising up and showing our greatest colors. This is my first trip back since January 6th. The last time I was here, I was charged on a misdemeanor charge. I did not go into the Capitol. I did not push through any barricades, but I was charged with a misdemeanor. I was thrown into solitary confinement for 3 weeks on January 17th to February 5th.
Jake Lang is one of those political prisoners. He's 26 years old, from New York, but rotting right now in the D.C. gulag for attending the January 6th rally. When prosecutors tried to pressure Lang into a plea bargain, even that would have put him in jail for 9 years. He's endured weeks in lockdown and solitary confinement since he refuses to get the vaccine. They force him into 2 weeks of quarantine anytime he wants to have a confidential meeting with his attorneys, which is his constitutional right.
You want to stick me in jail for a decade for standing up for America and our constitutional rights on January 6th. That's what they want to do to all Americans. Stick you in jail, destroy your lives, and throw away anything you have that resembles liberty.
Today I sit down with Nau Ohm, a survivor of the Cambodian genocide. At a time when anyone with a high school education was targeted for extermination, he was deputy director of the National Hospital in Phnom Penh and became one of the few medical doctors to survive the Khmer Rouge. He escaped and walked for 22 days through the jungle, sustained by a single thought, to tell the world what he had witnessed.
They infiltrate, divide, and they come to destroy you from the inside, from the cell of the nation. That means the family first.
You were called to the White House to talk about the coronavirus and the response, and you went. And then people on the political left tried to cancel you.
They want to cancel God. They want to cancel our speech. They want to cancel our culture, our history, our liberty. They want to control us, the few controlling the many, like a bunch of sheep.
I'm 13 years old. I had to be provided with a home. I had to be provided with food and an education. That's Americanism. That's the America that these people are trying to destroy today by using funny terms like socialism. They're not. They're communist. Never forget about my dad. Only had a sixth grade education, but I think he was the greatest philosopher I ever met. He used to tell us how lucky he was because he was able to come from Spain to Cuba. And then he came from Cuba to the United States. And he saw me graduate from college, and that was the biggest prize he ever had. And he said, don't lose this place because you're not going to be as lucky as me. Because if you lose this place, you have no place to go. Explain that to our young people who are demonstrating out there. Don't be useful idiots.
Americans are so blessed that this generation has not experienced hardship, true hardship. But as we go now, this is going to become Venezuela on steroids. We know how the story ends if nothing is done. Venezuela, when I lived there, was in the top 10 economies of the world. Not an easy place to be. Top 10 of the world. And in one generation, people in this country have to send toilet paper and diapers and essentials to Venezuela. That's how bad it is. And
you're concerned that this country might be headed toward that, aren't you?
Very concerned. It has all the trimmings to become that. I mean, look at it. Our media is censored. That happened in Venezuela. high inflation, high cost, that happened in Venezuela, trying to destroy the family, that happened in Venezuela. I could go on and on. And this country needs to be taken down because there is a global agenda going on.
You read that correctly. A founding father's statue removed from New York City Hall after nearly 200 years.
We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans, from every background and belief, who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it's within our power, it's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies.
So then, the question becomes, what is the solution to our current state of affairs? Quite simply, it's fearless patriotism. It's the zeal for God-given rights that our founding fathers had. They stopped at nothing until they were free. You have to decide what kind of country you want the United States of America to be. And you have to commit to that idea, commit to being relentless in the pursuit of it. That commitment requires action every day in pursuit of freedom. Show up at your school boards, redress your government legally in protest. You never comply with anything that is unconstitutional or diminishes your God-given rights. Finally, you have to unite with like-minded patriots. Never give in, never give up, never back down, always be free.
My grandparents are black, all 8 of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast. We are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. And sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system.
Hello everyone, I'm Bobby. I'm a sophomore here at Intercom. I go to school here. I am under all of your instruction. I was called last year when I started freshman year under the lockdown politically illiterate and all of my beliefs politically illiterate under Guyton. A teacher I didn't even have, I didn't even know the guy. I was called politically illiterate for comparing his system and this entire system of the lockdown and all of that to socialism. I had a teacher before all of this, eighth grade, right before the lockdown happened, Mr. Fernandez. He escaped communist Cuba, moved to Russia, then that went communist, and it went to the Soviet state. Socialism takes your health care first. They own your body. Second, they take your education. They own your mind. This needs change. Yeah. This needs change now.
You will find that we are here because of Cuomo and de Blasio trying to crush the little man who dare to speak up. Many people's families continue to be hurt by the tyranny, and my prayers are with you with them all.
Ending the mandates, and let's get back to normal. It's time. It's time that we go back to work. It's time that we go back to our normal lives.
Thousands of people gathered in Virginia for a pro-gun rally Monday. Demonstrators flooded the streets by the Capitol building. Many carried weapons and wore camouflage gear. But despite worries about the possibility of violent confrontations, the event was peaceful. Organizers say they were protesting new gun control legislation making its way through the state Senate.
22,000 gun rights supporters came out today, many armed to the teeth, some dressed in fatigues. Others had handguns on their hips.
I carry it with me every day.
And rifles draped across their chests.
And you see people that want to stand up and keep their guns because it's our right to do that, defend ourselves in a time of danger. So more individuals have started to show up, more armed individuals. I'm just going to show you here, our great photog Mark Ringel is going to show you the crowd.
This is still the land of the free and home of the brave. History will reflect kindly on the valor of the January 6 Patriots. The sacrifice of Art Fall and J6 heroes, Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boylan, Kevin Greeson, and Benjamin Phillips, is etched into the halls of liberty, and their memory will forever be a blessing. Let my voice crying out from a jail cell push you into faithful, God-honoring action. We must assemble and push back against the strongholds of darkness in this spiritual warfare for the soul of our nation. Those of us who count ourselves among the followers of Christ are being called to come out from this wicked system of oppression and separate completely from the evil of this world. There is a time in every man's life where he must make a great decision that will influence not just his future, but the lives of generations to come. That time is now. The time where the light shines out from the darkness. The time to declare independence from the tyrants who have yet again come against us. The full details of this plan have been laid out in my new autobiography on January 6, called Patriot Prisoner, a groundbreaking work and manifesto on liberty written from my prison cell. Order now at patriotprisoner.com. Thank you for the love. I return it to you in Christ Jesus. May God bless America.
As you all well know, patriots assembled on January 6th at the United States Capitol to peacefully protest a stolen election. Approximately a million liberty-loving Americans stood in unity and exercised their constitutional right to redress their grievances. Historically, the protest took a violent turn when Capitol Police officers started inciting and brutalizing an unarmed crowd, even killing four defenseless American citizens on the steps of our own Capitol. Now, over 900 January 6ers and their families had been persecuted by the Biden regime and the FBI. Violently arrested and abused and tortured in prison. Some spending over 20 months locked away in gulag-like conditions, political prisons inside our very own United States. They're being held without bond, visitations, haircuts, religious services, access to evidence and attorneys, and in many cases, complete solitary confinement. This atrocity highlights the two-tier justice system that villainizes conservative patriots and rewards career criminals. That's why we started the J6 Legal Fund to help retain competent conservative attorneys for our newest national heroes. J6 Legal Fund was created by J6 political prisoner Jake Lang to ensure full transparency in directing 100% funds to legal costs. Not a single penny is wasted. In the next upcoming months, hundreds of J6 patriots will be standing trial against the full force of the corrupt Department of Justice and biased DC jury pools. The need for strong legal representation is greater now more than ever. That's where you come in. The J6 families are truly grateful for your generous support. Let's bring our men home. Please donate today, whatever God puts on your heart. Go to j6legal.org to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Thank you so much for watching, guys, and do what you can if you're blessed enough to help. And the disturbing part of this for me watching this is I realize I have a daughter the same age as Roseanne Boylan. My God, this has got to change quickly, and we got to root this evil out of our midst. I love you all. I'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for caring. Bye-bye.